Yes, yes, once again, we are here at the Reentry Connect Podcast. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. Yes, we're here with Reverend Purcell James. Yes, running the Mentor Men's Ministry. Yes, he's going to share a lot of the little accolades that he has and the things that he's doing around the city to help individuals. We're here at the job fair down at Temple University. We appreciate Dr. Robinson for putting this thing together. It's very powerful, has a lot of impact, a lot of individuals. But without further ado, I would like the Reverend here to go ahead and introduce himself. And what does he have to offer to the community?
Yes, sir. My name is Bob James, and I'm a minister at the Zion Baptist Church, Broad of Venango. And our pastor is Reverend Gus Roman. And I represent the Center for Black Male Mentoring, and we are offering scholarships to black boys, 18 years old, graduating in June, a four-year scholarship here at Temple University, full ride. You have to give me a purpose paper regarding why you want to go to Temple, why you want this degree, and you have to have a parent or a teacher vouch for you or a counselor. And then also we have, well, let me put this out here also, your GPA, your SAT scores will not matter. You will get a four-year scholarship to Temple University with that paper, that purpose paper. And then Pico Exelon is hiring, and if you have a felony, if you finish your fines and your parole, if you have completed your fines and parole, again, if you have completed your fines and parole, Pico Exelon will hire you. Wow. And you get paid training in gas or electric. You can choose which one you want to work with. PGW is also doing it, but I represent Pico Exelon. Nice. And so my name is Bob James, 215-478-5119. 215-478-5119. 215-478-5119. That's Pico Exelon hiring.
Absolutely.
Felons with fines and parole completed. And for black boys, 18 years old, graduating in June, I have four-year scholarships to Temple University with a purpose paper and someone vouching for your behavior.
Nice.
Amen.
Yes. That's it. And if you can give anybody some inspiration, some encouraging words, just in general, what type of words of inspiration would you give them?
Now, bro, I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh.
That the reason why I want this purpose paper is because I want the young man to stay in college. It's free.
Yeah.
But I want him to have a dream. If he has a dream, he won't quit.
Okay.
And we're going to have support systems around him as well.
Okay.
Something inspirational. All I can do is say this, that a lot of our young men have quit and don't believe in themselves. So I'm saying as black men, we need to be surrogate fathers to encourage our young black men in school and, yeah, and let them know when they're on the street that we care about them.
Absolutely.
You know, and at least if they're going to go the wrong way, at least you did try to stand in their way.
Yes. Indeed.
And you'll always feel good. I done buried a lot of young bros, man. I have buried a lot of young black boys.
Wow.
Coming from single female head of households. I did over 30 years in social work. Wilson Good and I work with black boys in adoption. Wow. Ngongo Madadi, they're the last to be adopted. Our black boys are the last to be adopted in the foster care system.
Wow.
And so it's up to us as black men to be surrogate fathers.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to put this out here, too. We got a love march going on at the Zion Church. All the men of Zion and some men from the community and other mentoring groups, brother to brother. Yeah. We're going to be marching with these scholarships to Temple and Pico career opportunities. Because career, when I say Pico career opportunities, that means you got tuition reimbursement. If you change your mind after you start working, you want to go to college, they'll pay for it. And then you got a 401k. This ain't a job. This is a career. And you're a felon? You got another chance at life, son.
Yeah, yeah.
This is low-hanging fruit. Don't get me started. He asked me to be inspirational and motivate. Am I starting to sound motivational yet? We got opportunities for black men that they don't have to quit. Yeah. And we voted as black people to get these opportunities here now. Mm-hmm. Is there a witness in the house? Ain't nobody paying attention to Reverend James. We're trying to save the souls and the lives of young men, black men, even some old black men who grew up late.
Yes,
it's never too late.
So, and we appreciate all the inspiration that you're giving to individuals. And we know that this platform is definitely geared, not just towards black men, because we have people of all different types of cultures and ethnicities, even though it's an emphasis on the black men, which is okay. So without further ado,
I need to add this in here. It's for men and women, no matter what color.
Absolutely.
Pico.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
At Pico Exelon, it was only the It was only the scholarship to Temple. They were targeting African-American males, okay, 18 years old. Okay. But a Pico Exelon, don't matter. If you're 18 years old, you can come on in.
That's cool.
18 years old, male, female, from 18 years old on up.
Okay.
No matter what your background.
Thank you.
No matter what your background.
Yes, indeed.
Pico Exelon.
Peaceful Epsilon.
215-478-5119. 215-478-5119.
Indeed. And without further ado, I'm your host, Keenan Hudson, here with the Reissue Connect podcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Without further ado, we're going to end.